talking to quite a few of the staff this morning, and many of them that are still here worked with Corrick. And all I hear everybody saying that he was such a gentleman, such a nice man to work with, and everything he did for the school. So look, at, I suppose on behalf of the school, we'd like to extend our condolences to Corrick's family, to his wife Monica, his children Norma, Ramona, Lazarina, Sabina, Padraig, and his grandchildren Jack and Katie. Of course, Sabina is still working with us. Sabina is his daughter. She teaches French and maths here with us at DBS. So, yes, it's a huge loss for everybody. And he was a great man for the school. All the work he did for us, for Drumshambo and the school as well.
He was a long-serving principal, the second principal in the school's history.
Second principal, I believe he was. He started out as a rural science teacher in Keish, and then he moved to Drumshambo Vocational School, as it was in 1964. And shortly after, became deputy principal. Then when Padraig Grifa, who was the first principal here, he retired in 1973, and Padraig became the principal and remained in that role until 2001 when he retired and was replaced by Emmanuel McCormack. Padraig has brought huge changes to the school when he started off as principal. Shortly after he started, I think it was 1974 when the first leaving certificate was approved for the school, and he was instrumental in getting that approved. 1984, about 10 years later, he got the go-ahead for the new school, the building I'm in now, which is the biggest part of the school. That, I think, was built probably in 1986. One of the things that he was outstanding for and known amongst principals throughout the country for was his innovation in curriculum development. He would have been one of the first, this would have been one of the first schools to have PLC courses. So I think it would have been started off, I'd say, in the 80s with the VPTP, as it was called, the Vocational Preparation and Training Programme. And he started off the Commercial Secretariat course under Maura O'Connell, and later joined by Ed McKeown. And then I suppose the 80s and 90s, he was very innovative in starting off other PLC courses, like the Art and Design course, Sound Production, Equestrian Studies, and then started the VITAS programme for people unemployed, the traditional Irish music course that was under Paddy O'Brien. He also started Ag Science in the school. I believe that he was actually teaching Ag Science in school himself, and he introduced it to our school, and it's still here. So he's had a massive impact on the school, and certainly will be remembered for all those things that he's done for us here at the school. We had our 60th anniversary here back, I think it was the 13th of March this year. We weren't sure if Padraig could be able to make it. He did. He made it a business to come out here. And one of the things that, you know, certainly stood out for me was the number of past students, currently parents and grandparents, that were asked specifically to see Padraig. He wasn't in great form that night. He was sitting a lot of the time, but he went to the trouble of coming here. And the queues of people that wanted to talk to him that night were incredible. Actually, unfortunately, he had to leave early. And those people asking for him afterwards, and certainly that hit me big time. These people that had known Padraig years ago and wanted to meet him just to say hello, and thankfully some of them did get to say hello, and we're delighted that he did get to make it that night. That was the last time I spoke to Padraig, unfortunately.